Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Brandon here with the Talk Back this week. And if you are at a place where you could read scripture to begin our talk back, just pause it. I'd love for you to read again what Dave spoke about in Romans, which was Romans 6, 1 through 14. So if you have a moment, pause and reread it with the lens of how does this speak to my identity? And if not, after this, I would love for you to go back and read it again. The thing that kept coming out as Dave was speaking on Sunday was this beautiful part about the proclamation of our new identity. You know, the symbol of our new identity comes in baptism, where we're dead and then made alive, and how our identity is actually in Christ and what he says about us, and not in what we do. And so for you and me, many times we get caught in the trap of maybe it's a habitual sin or thought pattern or struggle. Maybe it's a hard relationship, and we become defined by what we do, and rather than being defined by who we are and what God says about us. So those of us who have made the proclamation of baptism, we are officially dead to sin because of what Christ has done for us. And when we are dead to sin, it means that we are alive in Christ. Verse 7 in that says it like this: because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. And that picture of baptism shows us that we have died and have been set free from sin. So we no longer have to live in a place of sin. Our identity is in Christ Jesus. A book I read a number of years ago that has helped me change some patterns, whether it's thinking patterns or patterns that are unhealthy, was a book called Atomic Habits. And it was basically this book of making small little choices. When we make small choices to change the outcome of a situation, those little choices that we make each and every day over a long period of time have great, great effect. So maybe you're a person who can't read two or three chapters of scripture every day, but you start the habit of reading a verse or two and sitting with the Lord. Or maybe you're a person that's like, oh, I can't pray for an hour, or I can't pray for 15 minutes. What would it look like for you to sit quietly with the Lord for 2 minutes a day? And creating these small habits that over time change us. That's what we want to do. Is we desire and we want to be a people who identify as sons and daughters of the King and not identify around our sin and our mistakes. While we often hurt ourselves and others when we make those mistakes, there's grace in that. Because God doesn't want us to sin. He wants us to be in communion with him and with one another. So when we make those mistakes, the first step is confession to the Lord and confession to those that we have hurt. So I want to encourage us this week that as we read through Romans chapter 6, that we would recognize that our sin has been buried. We are no longer trapped in sin, but we can walk in freedom with Jesus Christ. My hope for us is that we continue to become a people who make small changes in our life that have an impact over generations, that we're going to be a people who know God and show God. Let me pray as we end this time. Father, I just thank you and I bless you. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you that we have the opportunity in this beautiful picture of baptism where we can join you in saying, I am no longer a slave to sin, but I have been set free. Thank you for this picture. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing us grace when we make mistakes. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And as we walk and as we move and as we interact in your kingdom this week, may we recognize that we are heirs and we have the opportunity to not only change ourselves, but impact others while we're changing and becoming more like you. Thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for seeing us when we feel like we are not seen. And thank you that we can identify as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Have a great week. Bless you in the name of Jesus.